Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, January 9. Coming up, salary uniformity, a key feature in public sector transformation, GSAT mock exams set for January 11 and 12, and Finance Ministry's e-procurement system reaping results. The details after the break.
Entrepreneurs, if you live in an NHT scheme and have a big business idea, or if you own a business you want to take off, then enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Get business training, mentorship, and a chance to win a share of over $10 million in business development awards. That's the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Deadline is January 20, 2017. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says uniformity in pay scales across ministries, departments and agencies will be a key feature of a transformed public sector. He points out that 100 pay grades and scales currently being used in the sector create confusion, inequity and opportunities for arbitrage.
Transformation will aim to standardize scales across the public sector so that, for example, an engineer or an accountant at a particular level receives the same pay, whether he or she works at Ministry X or Ministry Y or in an agency of government.
Prime Minister Holness was delivering a policy statement on the ongoing public sector transformation process during a meeting at the Office of the Prime Minister on January 5. He says uniformity in pay scales will lead to public sector employees choosing jobs based primarily on what they enjoy doing, resulting in greater job satisfaction, greater rates of retention, and better service and performance. Primary school students gearing up for the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, in March will sit mock examinations on Wednesday and Thursday this week. The assessment, designed by the Ministry of Education, will cover mathematics, language arts, communication task, as well as practice papers for social studies and science. State Minister for Education Floyd Green says the ministry is administering the national mock exam to assist schools that may be finding it difficult to design and print their own tests due to resource constraints.
For the first time, we're doing a national mock exam. What normally happens is that the schools, the primary schools, normally administer their own form of mock exam around this time to really judge the level of the students in terms of their preparation, their readiness for GSAT. We have seen that over the years that a number of schools had some difficulty in terms of administering those exams, especially in terms of printing costs, and we want to see how we can best aid those schools and aid the system.
The Education Minister will be responsible for marking the papers and providing feedback to help students better prepare for the actual exams. In the meantime, State Minister for Education Floyd Green says plans are on track for the 2017 Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, slated for March 16 and 17. Mr. Green notes that the final arrangements are being made, with emphasis on making provisions for students with special needs.
We're now finalizing all arrangements for GSAT this year. In January, we normally make a call to all the parents whose children may have special needs for the exam to provide us with that information. So those children who may be visually impaired and require special accommodation.
The Junior Education Minister is urging parents throughout the course of this week to bring the needs of the student to the attention of the school so adequate provisions can be made before the exam. And the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service is reporting that its new e-procurement regime is processing contracts within 3 months, down from up to 2 years. Senior Director at the Ministry, Cecile Mirage, says the virtual format of the e-procurement framework allows the relevant parties to view all aspects of the procurement transaction as they are updated and respond accordingly.
You advertise in the system, the system accepts clarifications, it triggers when evaluation is to be done. So you can be anywhere in the world and do the evaluation. No longer are the days when we hear staff is out and we have to wait until they get back from duty travel to do the evaluation. They can be in an airport, they can be in another country, and still be a part of the meeting to do the evaluation.
Ms. Mirage was speaking at a recently held regional local government sensitization session. She says by the end of the calendar year, the system is expected to be fully rolled out across ministries and agencies. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.